Hi everyone, I'm Maddie Smith, and per usual, it's that time of the week! I just got back from Aruba, let's play some steel drum music. Don't worry, I tested negative for wanting to be in New York City. Oh my God, I hate it here. That's the problem with vacation, is when you come back, you realize your life sucks ass. Why leave if you can see the contrast of how good life can be somewhere else? When I came back, it was raining, I had to do stand-up. Let's just say I am not in a good mood today. Not to mention, my tits are swollen as fuck. You know that week after vacation where you're like, damn, I'm swollen. This is not good for me. But we got a bunch of topics today. We got some great guests. We're going to be talking about Billie Eilish. If you don't know her, you're probably dumb as fuck. She was on the cover of Vogue this week, showing off some big ass. I can say that because she's 19. So anything's game, Billie. Billie's on the cover of Vogue. She has a new style. She's talking about empowerment when it comes to your body. Good strategy. This is what I always do, dress like shit for a lot of years, and then all of a sudden people are like, wait, she's hot? It's the best strategy ever. I have probably saved $100,000 just by dressing like a garbage person and then having one dress that one time a year that I need it. And then people are like, whoa! People notice it more. So good job to Billie Eilish on that. We're going to be talking about that later, along with New York City, New Jersey, and Connecticut fully reopening May 19th. We'll see how we feel about that. I'll tell you what else is opening. My legs. I'm going to be a slut. Sorry to my boyfriend of 3 years. And finally, on a little millennial line, houseplants apparently are bad for the environment. Yes. And I can add one thing that I can finally feel better about than other people. Because... Exhibit A, my houseplant. If you're not watching, you're listening. It looks like the part of The Lion King where everything is dead. And so hearing this houseplant news is great for me because I don't fuck with houseplants that much. But there's some people whose house is filled with houseplants. And yeah, you're a bad person, girl boss. So we're going to be talking about that later. But let's introduce our motherfucking guests. Hello.
Hello.
Why don't you just introduce yourselves at this point? Who do we got here on All Right? Who do we got?
The Ashlyn Salzano. I don't know why it says
the
Ashlyn Salzano.
Wow.
And I am the Stuart Fullerton.
And I am the Maddie Smith. And thank you for being here. How's everyone doing?
Doing good.
So good. I mean, not better than you, but you know.
Yeah, we didn't just get back from Aruba or anything.
I'm depressed. I wish I didn't go. It's like coming down from Mali. You're like, this sucks.
It's funny because we can't tell that you were just on a tropical vacation because you're still the same color.
Yeah. Wait, that was so fucking funny. No, I do not tan. Yes, I wore SPF 100 million the whole time, as did Andrew. And we sat under a hut. We actually just sat in our hotel room the whole time.
The whole time.
We didn't go to the beach. We said it seems nice out there, but it's too dangerous.
Yeah.
It's too dangerous. Yeah, I don't tan.
You don't want to get COVID outside. You know, you want to get it in your own hotel room.
You want to get it in your hotel room. Give it to the housekeeper.
In the bathroom.
But that does bring us to our first segment, which per usual is called Let's Sync Up. Okay, so this question is very Maddie-oriented. We always like to start our pod with one question to get our fallopian tubes on the same page. And today's question is... Actually, it's not a question. It's a command. And today's command is, ask me anything about my trip to Aruba.
This is so mean, girls, of you. This is so Regina.
I'm all ears. Whatever you need to know.
I'm obsessed with this segment. I feel like... Do you remember like when you were growing... Well... I don't know, but when you were growing up and like your neighbors would go on vacation and it would be a huge, it was back in the day, it was a big deal. Well, I'm from Arkansas. That's why I'm looking at you like maybe you people went on vacation, but in Arkansas, it was like rare that someone went to Hawaii.
It was a huge deal and people would come back. The girls would come back full braids in their hair and they would get to do like a little presentation. They'd be like, Ashley, tell the class about where you went and how about you show us some photos from your disposable camera there. And she's like, this is me touching a stingray. My dad made me do it. So that is what I'm doing.
With full cornrows.
Full cornrows, just like the most offensive, like whitest scalp pulled.
Burned.
You could see the dandruff.
Everyone went to Dominican Republic for the summer. So yeah. It was just like,
yeah, no slideshows.
Yeah.
No show and tell when everyone did the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But in the suburbs, bitch goes to Mexico.
Oh, it was a huge deal.
Everyone would be like, oh my God, Janelle got braids. Yeah. Like, she looks so good. I'm jealous. And then I come home.
Why
and
do
like,
we never go to Mexico?
Yeah, I come home. Why don't we go on the show? Shut up, bitch. You fucking whore. So now I'm giving you guys the opportunity to ask me anything about my trip to Aruba. 5 days with my boyfriend.
I want to know best food and drink, like best meal.
Okay, best meal, easily, and I hope I get sponsored by them, Barefoot. It's called Barefoot, a restaurant in Aruba, where it's literally on the beach next to the ocean waves. You can take your shoes off. Andrew wore sneakers and socks.
Ooh. Oh, Andrew. I'm so embarrassed for him.
The hard thing
How did you sit on the same table with him?
I didn't. I said, please get me another table. Put him inside. He does not deserve to be at Barefoot Aruba in sneakers and socks. I think it's hard for men on vacation.
I know.
Flip-flops? No.
Yeah, I know.
Tevas, no. Sneakers, no. You can only wear no shoes.
Gucci slides is the only option for men.
Or Yeezy slides.
Yeezy slides now. With the hole.
Yeezy slides.
Was the host at the restaurant like, sir, we can escort you to the kids' lounge?
They literally did an up down. They said, ma'am, you're fine. Love the shoes. Love the platforms. And they said to him, go back to America.
Yeah.
Where you came from.
It's the opposite. You know, like how some clubs have like a dress code where they're like, you're not wearing slacks.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta go home.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is like, you're wearing too much. You gotta go.
You gotta go.
Yeah, you gotta go.
That's
closed-toed shoes, not an option here. Yeah.
Literally everyone there had like flip-flops on. So, but that was the best meal because it was like just really good food.
So we had like a couple of crab cakes, the best crab cakes I have had in my life. And then we both had, I had like a shrimp scallop lobster trio.
Ooh.
I think they called it the shellfish trio. I don't know why. And then he had the grouper and something else.
Ooh.
There was a lot of grouper on the island. The fish, yeah. And then for dessert, they brought him a Snickers cheesecake with a happy birthday sparkler thing coming out of it. And like 20 other people had gotten the happy birthday song before him. So it wasn't even.
So it was like, it's not surprise even special.
Surprise ruined. I had emailed them. I was like, just let you know, I'm bringing a guy whose birthday it is. And they're like, ooh, perfect. We'll get the candles set up. And I was
like, he's not in sneakers, right? In socks.
Once they saw the sneakers, they threw the candle out.
Yeah.
They said, we're done here. But it was one of those like big sparkler candles.
Oh, I love the big ones.
That's aggressive and you don't know how to turn it off.
Super. And we sat there they sat in front of us. It's boiling a flame, just like a massive conflagration, if you will. And then they said, okay, and what do we do? And then it went away. But the cheesecake was really good. So I think that was the best meal because on the beach, food was good. And that's it.
When you said Barefoot, I thought you were talking about the wine.
I assumed the wine as well.
Yeah,
and another thing we had in the suburbs.
Oh my gosh, yes.
In the white trash suburbs.
I drank that in college. No, we didn't drink any wine.
And that's like a bad wine, right?
It was horrible. Yeah.
So I was like, but Maddie in Aruba, you know, you got to step it up.
Best food, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Easily. Best food, Barefoot wine, the grouper from McDonald's, the filet of fish.
The filet of grouper.
Yeah. Okay, wait, I have one more question. Okay. You had a question.
Yeah, I do. How many times did you pass out at the cabana?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask how many times we had sex. And I was like, literally once in a blowjob, but...
Oh, we're honest.
I don't blame you. He had socks and sneakers.
Blow job. It was his birthday.
Yeah. You know what?
You're like such a giving person.
I like to have sex in my home. For me, when I get to a hotel room, I tighten up. Not in the good way either.
Yeah, because it's messy.
I don't like other people's surfaces and
really?
The open air, the air conditioning.
I love other people's surfaces. I'm like, someone else has to clean this up.
Get out of my kitchen. I'm like, meet me in my bed where we've done it a million times.
I'm
the
like,
minute I walk into a hotel room, the air conditioning, you're in the same room as like the living room. The lights are all on. There's other people around
yeah.
in the same room watching.
I do prefer the hotel. hotel. It's like, yeah, ooh, like a little retreat. And then like, it's like, I'll even fuck on like the cat, the sofa. Yes. Where the maids don't even clean. Yes. Just to fuck over the next person.
You and everyone else.
I'll do it on the like balcony.
On the remote, yeah. Literally.
Hell no. Well, between you guys and me, I'm whispering because he's in the next room. Andrew wanted to have sex on the beach. And
on the beach?
We walked out there and it was the most well-lit beach. And I was like, thank fucking God.
Thank
because
God.
Because
no.
That's messy. That's
no, I've never done that.
I'm yeah. getting sand in my sand fucking cooter.
Yeah.
And no. in my asshole.
You have to get that
you sit,
medically removed.
You have to get that with tweezers by mm-hmm. a surgeon. Even when you sit on the beach, like in the shallow water, that sand goes into your yes. asshole and out of your mouth. I'm not.
Like kidney stones.
Kidney stone, but the opposite way. So when we walked on the beach and it was like so well lit at night, that first night, I was like, thank fucking God. Because I was yeah. not going to have sex.
Did he not try it again?
Once he saw how well it was, he was like, no, we're good. Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
God.
But how many times did I pass out at the cabana?
Yes.
That's such a good question. I drank a lot. And I was telling them, you guys, before we left, I was like, I don't think I'm going to drink. Like, I haven't been drinking that much. The minute we landed, I had a frozen pina colada in my hand. And then I woke up and I was on the plane back.
And then you were on your way back.
It's crazy, like, because the drinks are so, they don't taste like anything.
It doesn't taste like
alcohol. It's literally a milkshake.
Yes.
And there's so many, and everyone's drinking, literally people are drinking at 10 a.m. It was a lot. It was
and
a
you're
lot.
Like, I can ride the wave. I've got food coming. Like, yeah. It's yeah. sugar.
Yes.
That crash is so hard.
Dude, the yeah, sugar, it like fills your mouth. You're like, yeah. And that gets you fucked. But the food thing too, you're like, yeah, I might as well get drunk. I'll enjoy my food more. And yeah. then it's like a cycle of eat alcohol, food, and then you eat alcohol because you feel like shit from all you ate. And you just do that till the next day. It's awesome.
Yeah. Until you leave. Yeah. Until you're on the plane. Until
I've
on the
never plane. Been on a vacation where you were like a beach vacation yeah. where you only drink and eat.
Yeah. Oh, ever. You would thrive.
I know, but I'm like, you would thrive. I would almost be unstoppable if all I had to do is drink. It's like, is this a competition? Like, wow.
It really
like,
is.
Like, you don't have anything to break up your day.
Yeah.
Like, you, well, you have to add stuff.
Parasailing.
We went jet skiing, which I hated.
I couldn't believe you went jet skiing.
I hated it. I cannot emphasize how much I hate jet skiing. I literally said, we had like a maybe like an hour's booking or whatever.
Yeah.
20 minutes. I said, take me back to shore.
You hated it. Jet skiing like is hard on your legs. Like you have to like squat the whole time.
Squat the whole time. I'm gripping. You know why I don't like jet skiing? I'm from Buffalo. I've driven on icy roads. It's not fun for me to not know if I'm going to be thrown off this fucking thing.
Hydroplaning is literally the whole thing.
It's the whole thing. And I also have a lot of dreams about like tsunamis and losing control of a car I'm driving, and I didn't realize that until.
And you're like, this is the perfect recipe.
Perfect
for
recipe.
For all my nightmares to come through.
And I thought we were going really fast. There's people zipping by us 100 miles, standing up on the jet ski, zipping by us.
Like,
yeah. We're going, it's like a golf cart speed. And I'm like, it's too fast. Take me to shore.
I'm those people. I like stand up. No. I like whip. Yeah.
You're reckless.
You do wheelies.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm reckless because there's no.
You throw Kate off the back.
Yeah. I actually kick her off. Yes. I'm like, get out of here. But when we went to Cancun, we passed out at the cabana the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did. We just passed out at, because the pool, the resort had like 16 pools. So we just passed out at different pools.
Yeah.
We were like, we want to swim in that one. And yeah. We go there, get a drink. We also like had like beers too that we would crack open. Like the whole day was strategized around where to drink.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, let's actually go back to that hot tub we were at yesterday, get two pina coladas there, and then we'll come back here, crack open the beers, and then we'll be ready for dinner. That's the whole day.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
So the responsibilities are none. Zilch.
Zero. All you have to do is
drink and eat.
Drink and eat.
Yeah, and not, and the goal.
And not get burned.
And not make it.
Burned.
And not make the food or the drink. All you have to do is just ask.
Not make it.
That's it.
Just ask.
Just ask.
It's amazing. Yes.
Now, I have a question about the scamming involved, if you want to talk about it. Let's talk about like all-inclusive drink. I want to hear about your scam life.
Okay, so I didn't tell Ashlyn this, but there was a little snafu with the all-inclusive when we got there.
Tell me
because I wanted to reveal this on the pod. So, and then we'll move on to our next segment.
Ooh, I asked the perfect leading question.
So what had happened was we get to the resort, mm-hmm. and they're like, here's your key. this is, oh, I still have it on me. Oh my God, it's like I went to a music festival.
Yeah, oh my God, never take it off. It just falls off into the sand.
You're going to go next month. You're going to be like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm at the Divvy Dutch. So they're like,
we can all go for the next 10 years.
Yes. So it turned out we actually didn't get all inclusive for the resort. I know Ashlyn's face is agape right now. She's in shock. She said, how could you? So we only had a hotel. But what happened was we kind of just went to the bars as if we were all inclusive and we got drinks.
Genius. Genius. Now walk me through the whole process.
Yes. So what happened was, and for those who are listening, if you are an employee at the Divvy in Aruba, this is all false. This is a fictional podcast.
This never happened.
None of this is real. We get there. They say, you're not all inclusive. You just have the room. And I think Expedia fucked us because they listed everything at that resort as all inclusive. But there's one part that's not. And that's where we were. And so we're like, well, fuck. And I said, it's $145 per person a day to be all inclusive. Let's see how this first day goes and then see if we want it. Because actually we had booked some not resort dinners. So I was like, okay, well, that's already something we won't be getting at the resort. So maybe we don't even need to do it.
Right.
So we go out, we put our bags down and we say, let's go try to get a drink. And we didn't realize literally everyone there is all inclusive except for like us and a few other people. And the process to get a drink is so extensive that most of the bartenders were like the first one we went to, they were like, just take it, we don't care. And then we did that for like everything we got. And then the first night after we went to this one seafood place, we went to another resort to scope out what they were like, because you can just walk in.
Yeah.
And we just walked in and there's people walking around. They're like, what do you want? And we got 3 pina coladas in one night at another resort. So we just spent the whole time pretending we were all inclusive.
And at different places.
And then at our own place, we just kind of played it off. And then for a couple people were like, you have to pay. And we'd give them our room number. But for the most part, they were just like, better to apologize than ask permission.
100%. And you really made out like a bandit.
We made out. Yeah. There was a couple times where it was like, I was like, I felt bad. I was like, we're the non-inclusive, just make us pay. But for the most part, we played dumb. We were like, you want to get a couple more cherry kisses? And
cherry kisses
saved a lot of money. Because what ended up happening was the resort food was like comedy club food.
Yes.
Right. So that's the thing with all inclusive is it's a lot of food for free. It's like, it's good for, it literally was, the first meal we got was like a
which is what I would order anyways.
It's what I would order at the Astoria Waldorf.
At literally the nicest restaurant. Michelin star.
I'm at a Michelin star.
If you're feeling
chicken fingers. Yeah.
That's what we had the first day. We got chicken fingers, a turkey club that was like pressed down like mozzarella sticks.
Yes.
And then the first night, we were like, okay, let's see. You know how some buffets are like fire?
Yes. Yeah.
The first night, we were like, let's see the buffet. Let's pay for the buffet. See if it's like worth it to do the all-inclusive. Worst food I ever had in my life. Mm-mm. It was like college level. And the worst thing about buffets right now, COVID, it's people behind and they serve it to you. So it's not even the fun of piling up on your plate. The point of buffets, no rules. Boom, boom, boom. I got sweet potatoes. I got regular potatoes.
Ice
I got french
cream
fries.
On spaghetti.
Ice cream
doesn't
on
matter.
Spaghetti
There's no
on lo mein.
There's no texture.
No texture. Yeah. You put it in a blender and you put it down your throat.
I need to
and
check.
You go back for 15 plates.
Yeah. I need to check my privilege because I didn't even think about the buffets were ruined during COVID.
No, this is how, and I'm not going to go back for another. I'm not going to be the fucking fat bitch who's like,
can I have another wonton?
And then you also have to stand there and wait in the air-conditioned college dining place for them to hand you. I'm not fucking.
The point of a buffet is no shame.
No shame.
No shame.
Yeah.
All in.
Don't clock in. How many times I've come back.
Yes.
Fresh plate.
And they're like smirking at you when you come back. They're like, oh, she's back for more mozzarella. Yeah, bitch.
They're like looking at you up and down. Yeah. You're like, No.
And the fun is that it's right there. You're like, oh, I know I can go back and get another plate. It's not fun when you know there's extra 10 minutes of them heating up the tenderloin on a fucking grill. Give it to me right now, bitch. I'm not asking someone for buffet food.
It needs to be out there all day. Scissoring.
Yeah.
Scissoring. What's it called?
Sizzling.
I want it all day.
I was thinking of Ashlyn.
You were thinking of me. Thank you. Thank you for thinking of me and my people.
The lesbians, of course.
scissors.
So after we tried the buffet on that first night, we were like, let's just do stick to our reservations of Friday and Saturday and kind of scam our drinks.
And scam.
Yeah. That's really what it is the drinks and the buffet.
Scamming is ideal.
Ideal. In the future, I think we would do all inclusive. It was like the nicest place in the world. Or just go back there again and scam.
Just keep it going.
It was so, because people come up and sometimes they don't even look at, and then the explaining that you have to go, like you have to actually, they're just like, fuck it. Yeah. I'm just happy to be working. Yeah.
No, people who are working are like, I don't care. Like, I don't you could literally stab me in the face. And I wouldn't even tell my manager. I would just like leave.
No, as long as you tip me, I'm fine. Yes.
But I've that's weird, man. That's
weird. Final question. Yeah. Were you the hottest person that you saw?
So that's also what we need to come here and talk about is resorts, all inclusive, especially mid-tier. You're going to be the hottest bitch in on the whole island. I was walking
One
around.
One of my obese uncles goes on all inclusive.
I think I saw him.
He was there. He was there.
There was a lot of men with the biggest stomachs I've ever seen in my life. You know, the massive beer belly, trunks holding on by a thread.
Barely on.
Yeah. There were a couple hot women, but for the most part, they were like, larger millennials and then moms. Like a wide millennial.
Like a mom with like a white jean with like a sandal.
There was like one woman who was like jacked as fuck, but that's not even the body I want. So
it's not competition.
Like a CrossFit, intense. No. Get the fuck out of here.
Too many abs.
But there was no one who was like long and skinny. I was the long and skinny, which you says were. Something. Yeah. I was literally, by the end of that, I was looking pregnant. And I was still like, I'm the hottest bitch on this island.
But that's the thing about all inclusives. I know. That's who you have to expect there.
That's almost perk of going. It's just to be hot for almost a day.
It's so awesome.
I should go just to get my confidence
just
back up.
Just one single day is all you need.
You just show up. That one day, you show up, you're hot, and then that's it. You just put garbage in your body.
Yeah. Helps with the scamming, too. Mm-hmm. Maddie, 10 out of 10. I think you really killed this trip.
We were thinking of you the whole time, because the whole time we're like, oh, y'all got a pina colada. And if they were like, you're the div, oh my God, we didn't know that's
oh,
how
sorry.
It works.
Yeah. So of sorry, didn't even realize.
We're so confused about how this works here.
Oh, we're so always dumb. We're Americans. So,
I'm just the hottest person here, so like it should be free.
I literally should own this place by now. Yeah. So that's really what you got to do is play dumb.
You could have said like VIP.
Yeah.
I'm on Walden Out. Have you seen me?
We were walking by like a couple like clubs that were very urban, and I was like, I could probably walk in there and like,
oh, bottle would service. Be like,
and I think the DJ would be like, special guest drop it. Like they were like Caribbean dancers, like bump, bump, bump. And I think I could have walked in there and had a guest.
Island girl.
A guest appearance. But overall, 10 out of 10. Yeah. Would recommend. Going to the other resorts and pretend you are a member.
Genius.
Because by the end of the night, they're not even looking. They're just walking around.
But also like the inventory, like who's keeping track? Like their managers aren't like,
no one.
We had people paying. Where are they?
It's so rare that someone doesn't do inclusive that it doesn't even count.
So rare. And then they don't even want to pull out the credit card machine and like charge you.
As a waitress, no.
Mm-mm. If it was up to me, you can walk out on all your checks.
As a waitress,
do
I'm
not
like,
give a yeah. Leave me a 30, walk out on your check.
Exactly.
1,100%. You must put yourself in the eyes and the mind of those serving you.
100%.
And remember,
you just want to make it easy on them.
And all the people who gave us the free drink, we tip them too. Yeah. So
exactly.
That's how you do it.
That's American dollars. You should be thankful to have that. Actually, I think the exchange rate is incredibly bad for them, but I'm so happy that we could serve. So that's my trip. Thank you guys.
You're welcome, Aruba.
Yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you for letting us into your trip.
Yeah. I'm thinking I should start a blog and just like go to a different all-inclusive, like a scammer blog.
Yes, a scammer blog.
And talk about like which resorts are the best.
How to scam.
Yeah. Yes.
We should collab on that because I'm interested in getting in on that Shark Tank idea as well.
Yes, let's move on to our next segment before someone reports us. You never know who's out there.
This is the Divya in Aruba.
Yes, for anyone who's asking, we were at the Holiday Inn. Okay, so that's our first segment. Let's move on to our next segment, which is called Celeb Status.
Ooh.
never played this one.
No.
But it's pretty much I'm giving you fake social media statuses based on celeb news of the week, and you have to guess who it was.
Okay.
So I have.
Do you give me a hint or anything?
Yes, I have three.
She's going to give like their Facebook status.
Yeah. So the first one is a Facebook status.
Okay.
You have to guess which celebrity it is. Okay. And it says, boys will be boys, especially when it comes to sports. No boys allowed on my turf.
Wait, what?
Boys will be boys. Okay, so this is definitely something about transgender.
Potentially.
Politics. I'm not going to say Caitlyn Jenner, obviously, although she is running for the governor of California, which is shocking.
Which is great.
Is this a political figure? Boys will be boys.
She wants to be. If you want to stick to.
Boys will be boys, but no boys allowed on my team.
Yeah.
Is it Caitlyn Jenner?
It's Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Stuart didn't want to say the only trans person she knows, but yes.
I was thinking it was something to do with like but I guess now Caitlyn Jenner is in politics.
There are a lot of news right now about transgender people playing sports, but Caitlyn Jenner this week said people who are born as men should not be playing female sports. Stunned silence hits the podcast studio.
Caitlyn,
she is so interesting.
You know, she literally like killed someone in that car.
Yes.
She had a hit and run.
Yeah.
And her photos for like running for governor, like her in a car. It's like maybe we would do a bike.
Yeah. Maybe not a car. You don't succeed in cars.
Maybe we don't take photos in the one vehicle you murdered someone in.
That would be like if OJ Simpson was sponsored by knives.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you don't take a picture with the weapon that you killed someone with. Yeah.
Right. What are you just trying to win the game of Clue here? What's going on?
Caitlyn Jenner is so far gone.
So far gone.
I feel bad for Chris each and every day.
So I feel bad more for like Kendall and Kylie.
I feel bad for transgender women in but you guys can feel bad for the rich people. So she said that boys can't play girls sports. Personally, I don't give a fuck what happens in schools. Nothing matters after you go to college. And even after college, nothing matters.
Honestly,
why are we
nothing
like,
matters? Who cares?
This is my problem. I played sports in high school and the parents took it so seriously and the coaches, and the whole time I'm like, dude, we're in fucking high school. The minute we go to college, we will forget about all of this. So why can't you just make it as fun for all of us as possible? Stop trying to get us to states. We just want to have an extracurricular to put on our college resume. Like,
this is our Friday night life.
Yeah, some of us are just trying to lose weight. Some of us are here because
our parents just can't afford babysitters. So we're latchkey kids, so we have to go to soccer practice.
That's the only reason. And then I'm sitting on this fucking bench because the coach didn't want to play the bad people. I'm like, dude, if you were actually a good coach, you would cycle everyone through and forfeit this nationals game that no one wants to go to because we all have other stuff to do and we want to get drunk and fingered.
That made you a comedian.
That made me a comedian.
Sitting being on benched. The bench.
Yeah. Literally did. The whole time I was like, fuck you, asshole, piece of shit, small penis dick fucker.
Sitting on the bench.
Yeah, you get so rageful.
But you're just mumbling.
You bastard. Fucking cocksucking piece of shit.
With our cherry surprise from Aruba.
The cherry kiss. Best drink ever. Oh my god.
Sounds so
I love that slushy beverage.
Oh.
I love when it's different colors too.
Oh, and it's just fake looking.
Everything in it is bad and you're like, exactly.
There's no real food or nothing. Beverage in here. It's all
it comes
chemical.
With a cherry.
There's
so you're
no
like,
real food in the food there. That's how good. When I tell you I didn't poop for 3 days.
Yeah.
I hate the obsession with the high school. Let them be kids.
Who
if
cares?
A boy is a girl now, let her join the girls.
What's
don't
crazy,
alienate her.
What's crazy is that it's always adults that care more than the kids.
Always.
I'm like, is it your business? No. Ask the kids. Like, the kids are like, we don't care. We're just trying to smoke pot in a van.
That's like, the thing.
Like, we are here because you brainwashed us into thinking we're not allowed to quit because colleges will be like, oh, she quit her? We can't take her.
Yeah,
they don't give a fuck as long as you pay their tuition.
Leave it
also,
to the kids.
Also, like, what little boy really wants to beach like scam everyone by being transgender. Like, that is not, it's never happened.
Stuart, if you were a boy, you would actually do that. I think
I would be a, now I would. But what young man is like, I'm going to be a woman now, and then I want to sneak through. I want to go through this horrifying, horrible bullying, whatever you have to do, like possible surgeries, possible medications,
mental
just
stuff.
To be able to play volleyball. It's like, no, that's not really.
Yeah.
And it's not like one person can change the whole game unless you're Kobe, you know? Otherwise, it's, if he's playing volleyball, if he's playing soccer, one person isn't going to change the team.
I'm just looking forward to like me, like being a soccer mom, like in 20 years, and I'm sitting on the bench, and I'm like,
with a Pinot Grigio.
I'm like, Cheryl used to be a boy. Look how good she is. And then Cheryl just hits it out of the park. That's the world I see.
If I had a child,
just a little light gossip. No need to kick them off the team.
No matter what it is, Stuart just wants to gossip.
I just want to gossip.
At the end of the day, and it's lighthearted, harmless gossip. If I had a child and he said, I am a woman, and we lived in the South, I would immediately move to the Northeast. I would. Why even put your child through that? Like, all these states are like, we're changing transgender sports laws. Move your child out of that state.
Because literally.
The culture, no offense, Stuart, is not welcoming. And Caitlyn Jenner, people like her heightening that is a problem.
I know. Do just like what Shia LaBeouf's dad did and just move to L.A. or New York.
Are you talking about peanut butter boy or what's it called?
Honey boy?
Mixed up with peanut butter Falcon.
I'm just saying, move your kid as if they're Emma Stone, you know? Yeah. Like, let's get you to a better life.
100%.
Yeah.
You know? Emma Stone?
Emma Watson, I think she meant.
No, I meant Emma Stone being a child star. Her mom like moved her out to LA when she was very young.
Britney Spears. A lot of people.
Yeah. Britney Murphy.
One time I asked my mom, can I take voice lessons? And she's like, no.
She was like, what is that?
She's like, so she gave me a better life by saying, you can't.
Yeah. She goes, you have a voice. Why do you need lessons?
Yeah, why would you need lessons?
What's worse is that my mom let me take voice lessons and there was no reason or rhyme or reason. I sounded horrible.
But then you ended up going to musical theater school and it worked out because now you're a waitress.
Because now I'm a waitress.
A fantastic waitress.
Yeah, really good. Yeah.
Thank you.
At the all-inclusive.
Great memory. Great memory.
Okay, let's move on to our next. Okay, this next one's a tweet.
Oh, I love it.
The last time these were a little bit more obvious. These are a little bit more harder. So this is a tweet. It's kind of like, okay, so the tweet says, so I did a thing. Actually, I did a lot of things and people.
Chrissy Teigen.
No.
Okay, I did a thing. Actually, I did a lot of things and people. A-Rod.
No, that could be one though, but think about more maybe an announcement this week about someone's sexuality. On a table that is red.
Okay. Jada Pinkett Smith?
No, but
Will Smith.
What's her name?
Daughter of them.
Willow.
Oh, Willow. Yes.
Willow.
Right?
Will Smith
with Willow.
Came out as polyamorous, I think.
Oh, but she's come out before.
It have been her. Someone else. Maybe it was her. I should have written this down.
No, she did come out
polyamorous. That was this week,
yeah,
right?
She did.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she did. But she's come out as queer before. So.
Yeah, now she's just fucking everyone. Yeah. Oh, no, polyamorous is when you have a boyfriend and a girlfriend and a boyfriend and you pivot.
It's like you like people.
Yeah.
I think
it's like living life to the fullest. That's what it's like.
I think
Ashlyn's like, it's like when you fall asleep in one cabana and then like a lot of people come in.
She's in an all-inclusive relationship.
I think it's more polyamorous. Okay.
She has multiple partners.
Pansexual is when you like all people, but polyamorous is when you have a relationship with like multiple people.
Yes.
Polyamorous is if I was dating Andrew, you, and Ashlyn at the same time.
Wow. I mean, I admire her. I do not have the time. Yeah. But
every time someone's like, I'm playing, oh, okay.
I don't have the patience.
I don't have the patience, time, money. That's a lot of dinners you got to split with another person.
That's a lot of all-inclusives.
That's a lot of all-inclusives. I'll tell you that. If I get to a resort with my polyamorous couple and they say we're not all-inclusive, there's no way in hell we're adding the all-inclusive.
Well,
no way. Many add-ons.
Too many add-ons.
If I was dating so many.
Okay, sorry, I confused everyone. Yeah. I'm from Arkansas, and it was hard for us to learn this.
If I was dating so many people, like, that's too many flaws to deal with. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I got to deal with, like, Kate not doing the laundry, and then this other person not doing the dishes, and then, like, this
You're
other
just
person.
A manager?
Yeah.
You're just like, have you done your side work?
Yeah. At what point do you become a manager? Especially if you're a woman. If you're a guy and you have five sister wives, you're getting your dick sucked by five different women every night.
And men don't have to remember things. Like, Tiger Woods had 14 girlfriends because he didn't have to remember anything.
We've talked about this on the pod. We do the bookkeeping.
Yes.
We've talked about this, how, like, the male birth control thing is scary because we're the ones who keep track of that shit.
They don't keep track of shit.
They don't even take Tylenol or Advil.
They don't even know what Advil is. They're drinking like orange juice. There's like vitamins that'll fix my headache. Shut the fuck up, bitch. So that's my thing, is like, if I had to date multiple people, you're basically managing an Applebee's at that point.
Yeah. You're literally a manager. You're like, who's on call for tonight?
Yeah. You're like, who called out? What was the reason?
Did you get it approved?
Right.
Yeah. Andrew swapped. Did you find somebody? Andrew and Stuart swapped their pussy eating shift for the night because Andrew's off with another. No.
Exactly.
One on one is too much.
Exactly.
You know how many times I'm like, get the fuck out of my house?
Oh, I know.
That you pay for.
You know how many times I look at Kate, I'm like, this is forever? Like, I'm gonna have one person in my house forever?
Yeah.
It's not even like how dudes are like, one pussy forever?
Yeah.
I'm just like, one...
One kind of blob?
One flip-flop sneakers at one the beach like, wearing
one
blob.
Like one like blob in my vision, like a blur.
Like a blur. Just like really, a tall blur for you. Just really. Like
it's like a tall blur. Like I just see like what's it called when the heat protect.
Oh, the thermal
the
thermal
heat vision.
Yeah.
The heat vision.
I'm just like, I see a tall person.
Seriously.
Did you give me dinner?
Yeah.
That's really what it is. For me, it's like, I'm in a relationship or I'm fully single. Like, that's really what it is.
I mean, I mean she's a Gen Zer. They can multitask like that. So
I guess
they can multi, like my little
Gen Zs can multitask.
My little brother like plays Xbox, watch TV, and does his homework at the same time. I'm like, I'm serious. I swear to God.
Yeah,
I believe it.
They're advanced in that way.
Yeah. She's not buying
so
it.
So he does that and she's banging multiple people. It's like, there's some things you don't have to tell everyone.
Yeah.
Why go on the red table for that?
Yeah.
But well, they need her to say something. I've watched the let me just be clear of my feelings about the red table. I love it. Jada and the grandma do an excellent job, and Willow just kind of like sits there like this,
right,
like in sweats, and like just like sits here like this, and I'm like, at least she's saying something,
right?
Yeah,
it was her this week that said polyamorous.
Yes,
right?
It was. Okay. Yeah.
Hopefully.
I saw the headline
and then I forgot to follow up.
Good.
And then
for
I just
her.
Did
and
this.
Jaden, yeah. Is he dating someone?
I thought he was dating Tyler the Creator, but I think that was a lie.
I did not know that. I thought he was dating a woman.
I don't know. The whole family is swinging from branch to branch.
Yeah, she learned the poly from her mom having, what's it called? What did she say? Allegiances.
They get an
entanglement.
Yeah. Her and Will are blowing everybody in the city.
A lot of entanglements.
Would not be surprised.
A lot of entanglements there.
If they caused a couple of these things going on in Hollywood. So I got one more.
I thought
you
were
going
to say the pandemic. Like, they created the coronavirus.
Honestly.
Will Smith made out with everyone.
Honestly,
that too. It's the pandemic.
Okay, I got one more. This is an Instagram motivational quote.
Okay.
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 This says, nothing is forever. Thank God.
J-Lo.
Demi Lovato.
Not J-Lo, not Demi Lovato. Although Demi's in the news this week for the Froyo thing, which was like,
I know the Froyo.
Dude, she's, but someone else.
Nothing is forever. Thank God. Tristan Thompson.
Not Tristan Thompson.
Chloe.
Nope. No, none of the Kardashians. Think bigger. Think less celeb, more figures.
Nothing is forever, thank God, Donald Trump.
Not Donald Trump. No,
AOC.
No one in politics.
Figures. Oh, I know. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates.
Yes, Bill and Melinda Gates.
They're divorced, honey.
Yes.
It's over.
Yes.
So Bill and Melinda Gates.
Okay, mine will be Polly.
Bill.
Good for you.
I would. Okay, we're talking about being. We're talking about being Polly. I would be Polly with them. I'll be Polly with a billionaire.
Okay, let me.
I
be clear.
I didn't mean to put limits on my sexuality.
So sorry.
Here.
I would like to apologize to the entire
but
Polly
Bill,
community.
Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk. If you're listening, I will suck your
cock.
Yeah,
if any billionaire is listening, we
I would love to be Polly with
manage
Grimes
your
and
Applebee's.
Elon.
We will manage your Applebee's if you get my drift.
Yeah.
So after 27 years of marriage, Bill and Melinda Gates are getting a divorce. Do we think happened? I think he cheated.
I think it was the whole him not wanting to give up the vaccine thing.
Yeah, really?
You know, people in India are dying. Like
I know,
like 100
he
or something.
He made some bad calls.
Yeah, and he's
very greedy calls.
See, that's what I was thinking, because these people are above. They've probably been cheating on each other for years openly.
Yes,
they're
of course.
Too intellectually up there to get divorced over an infidelity.
Of course.
No, I think they're beyond.
I think it's been a long time coming. I think that she probably had to. They had to do it at a strategic time together.
Yeah.
And I guess now was the most strategic time, and possibly because he now, you know, she thought like, you know what, I'm going to really do it, because
she's probably like looking at him and being like, you're being an animal right now.
Animal.
Like he doesn't want to give up.
He
like,
turned down
the
like
recipe.
A lot of restaurant relief and
yes.
the COVID. And yeah. he turned down a lot of stuff, and it's not a good look.
And he sounds very yeah. condescending.
An outlook is what I mean when I say look.
Holy shit.
Not a good outlook.
Damn, you just laid the word
outlook
down.
Outlook Stuart, was down a lot.
You're excelling right now.
You're powerful pointing.
Oh, we're Teams. Microsoft
Teams. Okay. Have you ever had an office job? She's never had an office
Ashley
job.
Ashley does not have a computer.
You've never been cursed into having an office job.
Bill Gates doesn't want to donate
Outlook
any computers.
Sucks ass, by the way. If they get divorced, can someone update Outlook?
Outlook, what the
fuck is that?
Can someone update Teams?
Teams, Outlook.
Teams?
You have some Teams issues.
Yeah.
Outlook, more so, is literally interface from 1992. It's Times New Roman app. Just
I have,
fully shitty.
Outlook is the worst.
So he doesn't want to give the vaccine to India?
No, he doesn't want to give like the what
other
what you
country.
Would call like a recipe to it. He doesn't want to give it to other countries. Hmm. He has a patent on it. And they're asking Joe Biden to release like the patent on that and not make it so exclusive.
Wow.
And he's being like condescending. He's like, no one can make it like they make it in this factory, so it'd be irresponsible to send it somewhere else.
That's like when you get with an Italian
no.
guy and he's like, no one makes it like
no
my mom.
Yeah.
The mozzarella. I don't know where she gets the gravy.
He's literally talking about like Sunday gravy.
Yeah.
It's a fucking medicine. Give it
yeah.
to people.
Yes.
I didn't know this. I haven't been keeping up with it. The Bill and Melinda. So do you think they'll get
Nobody
divorced?
Nobody makes fraud pickles like my mama.
No one makes the vaccine like my mama makes it every
Wait,
Sunday.
That's
so good.
Funny. That's so funny.
The lamb. I don't know where she gets the lamb.
The lamb. The spice. It's a spicy meatball, mom. It's a spicy vaccine.
I don't. Okay, I've been watching a lot of Sopranos. But wow, I think it was a PR. Like they talked to the publicist and the publicist said now is the time. I mean, I think it's probably been happening,
yeah.
going on
any sort
for
of
a while.
Big public divorce. This has been brewing for years,
yeah.
probably.
I would love to see a show, like a reality show, with her, Melinda Gates, and Jeff Bezos' ex-wife. And I would just love for them.
Well, actually, she got fucked over.
Yeah.
Who did?
Jeff Bezos' ex-wife.
Of
it was
course.
A whole thing.
She got a shit ton of money.
Yes, but he was cheating on her aggressively with,
yeah.
what's her name?
Some
and
news anchor.
Yeah, a news anchor. And their text, their like romantic exchanges got released.
Yeah, but the girl came out with a shit ton of money. Isn't
okay,
that all that
sorry.
Matters?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Money is all that matters.
You go with your little news anchor hoe. I don't give a, as long as I get $1 billion, that's all that matters.
Yeah,
and I
absolutely.
Get to go out with my hot gym teacher now.
Yeah.
Or science teacher. And you get to literally be Jeff Bezos and be the ugliest man in the history of men.
Do we yeah. know if Bill and Melinda have kids?
Yes.
Yes, they
oh,
do.
Because
She's
there
fine.
Was this huge thing.
All you
thing.
Have to do is get the seed in you and then
it's
you
Windows.
Have money for life.
Speaking of condescending, there was a huge thing where like a few years ago, like Bill Gates only puts $100,000 in his kids' trust fund. You know, he's like a billionaire and he doesn't want his kids to like grow up super wealthy.
Only $100,000.
Yeah.
Which That's not super wealthy at all.
Yeah. My mom actually only put no money in my trust fund.
My
so.
Mom actually put negative money in
yeah,
mine.
My
she
mom,
said, you have to scrape out of this to
yeah.
become a living person.
My mom gave me her debt. She said, this is my Con
right.
Edison bill.
Right.
Pay it. Here you go.
Pay
yeah.
it or we're going to die, bitch.
Yeah.
The only student help I got, or the only money
Relief.
I got was like this government bond that my parents took out when I was like 19 in 1991.
I was going when you're 19, I'm like, that's a little
late.
Yeah, and I remember I was super desperate when I lived in New York, and I cashed it out, and it was like
Ooh.
$83. They bought it for $50.
It was literally
$83. And that's the only... And
that's how she, tipped.
I know I have some family members in the Patreon, so no hurt.
No worries. But, let's up the Patreon.
I would
a little
take $100,000. I'll just say
but
that.
But that got you a lot of dollar slices in New York.
Yeah, 83.
83.
Yeah.
A lot of dollar slices.
Yeah. 83. When I cashed that out, I was like, God damn it. I hate my life. Anyway, those are our celeb statuses.
That was really fun.
And that's our segment. Yeah, it's a good segment.
Yeah, I've never played it before.
Let's move on to our topics. We have a few. Let's talk about Billie Eilish. Let's not try to hate because she is only 19, which technically to me is a child. Pretty much anyone under 28 for me is a child.
Yeah.
I think the 19 is a lot for her, for us to be fully sexualizing her in lingerie. Ooh. However, she looks fire.
She looks literal fire. Those titties are a mouthful.
Oh,
I'm gonna be honest. Have you seen? But
yes, I've seen.
Ashlyn was paid for those on
Ashlyn
Pornhub.
Ashlyn literally pushed Kate out of the bed this morning. She's like, "Get the fuck!"
I was like, "I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick. I'm gonna lock the door just for your safety, not for mine."
We should dress Kate up as Billie Eilish.
Oh, that's a good idea. She would look great in that outfit, by the way.
Yeah, she would.
She would. She's got the.
Yeah.
So Billie used to wear large t-shirts, copying someone at this table.
Copying.
I don't want
to. And the green eyes.
Green
she stole from you.
And the music and having a brother she has sex with. But now she's on the cover of their relationship. And it's for me, I'm not close with
Phineas,
any.
It's weird.
I'm not close with any like male family members. So it's like.
But like that close? They're like making music in her bedroom together. Yeah. You're like,
and it's like, it's literally like the music's like.
I'm a fucking 18 year old. Suicide is bad. Because that's like, they're like, I she's know. So revolutionary. She's talking about suicide.
Suicide,
yeah,
the
he's
devil.
Like, she's like his muse, and yeah. It isn't.
And his girlfriend
weird.
Looks just like Billie Eilish.
It's weird. It's weird.
But let's talk more about the cover.
Okay, yes.
And let's talk more about.
The cover is the reason why I started meal prepping yesterday. I looked at it, I said, I got a meal prep. I got to get it
she
together.
She looks fucking good.
She looks great.
What do we think of the hard pivot? More so, I wonder. What was your moment at age 19 or your moment in life when you said, I'm a woman now? You know, because this is very like, I'm a woman. Hear me roar, bitch, whatever. Yeah. What was everyone's moment here?
I have actually a hilarious one.
Okay.
So I remember when I don't think I was 19. I was like really little. And I remember like seeing in the Victoria's Secret like magazine that women would have like, this is so crazy to say this now, like a slight gut. Not really, but just like. The pouch.
Why are you talking about me?
No, but like this slight pouch. And I remember being little and like I first started to show it because it was a gut on me.
Oh.
And I literally thought like, oh, I look like a Victoria's Secret model because I have like, my stomach's not flat. It's like a little like, and now I would do anything to get rid of a gut. Does that make sense to what I'm saying?
So you saw the Victoria's.
I remember seeing like Victoria's Secret magazines and like they would have like their stomachs were like, would have a little bit of a, you know, like a woman's stomach.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just like when you're a kid, it's like rail thin. Yeah. Like, it's like this. And then you, when you're a woman, you start to get like a little gut.
Like a little curve.
And I remember looking in the mirror and being like, ooh, I have like a little bit of a curve, like a little curve.
Wow.
And then it turned into a full gut that I've been trying to get rid of ever since. And now I know it's a fupa. And now I'm like, fuck, I never wish this on myself.
So you had the opposite of experience of most women, young women who look at magazines and they're like, oh, I'll never be that. You are like, I'm that.
I was like pale in Arkansas, like, also like people. I looked like Little Miss Sunshine.
People look at those magazines.
I do too, yes.
Wait, you should be here for Halloween.
Oh, that's a good idea.
With the red swimsuit.
I was going to be Billie Eilish, though.
Oh, also Billie Eilish.
But like the you transform the whole
time.
I'm
going to be the Vogue one. Yeah.
But you come in like that. You come in dressed the way you are, and then you transform.
And people say, wow, now I respect her.
Yeah.
And they're like, bam, 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 bam,
bam. I'm a bad guy.
What's funny about Stuart, she's like, oh, because I was so thin, and I wanted a stomach like the models. Like, it's the opposite for everyone. Everyone's like, I want to be skinny like the models. She's like, I want to be fat like the models.
I want to be curvy like the models.
It's so weird.
My coming into my womanhood, I was young, I was 13.
Okay.
And it was the first time that I read 17 magazine and was the first time, not the first time I read it, but the first time I saw it in a magazine And I believed the get your beach body in 6 weeks thing. They don't print those as much anymore. Yeah, it's very
No, Demi Lovato ruined that for us all.
Demi, even Selena Gomez, a lot of Rebel Wilson, Adele ruined it for us. But back then, Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, name of the game was getting thin for summer. And I read this article and it was like 6 weeks to your beach body. And it was like, 500 sit-ups, ball workout, planks.
Lemon water in the morning.
Lemon water in the morning. And I did like 2 days of it. And in your head, you're like, oh, it'll be so easy. And then I'll look like her. And that was when my world came shattering down because you couldn't work your way to... I did it for 2 days. It was literally the hardest workout I've ever done in my life. That's my coming of age story.
That sounds great.
It was awful.
That sounds great.
When you realize that all that shit, you're fucking lying to me. And also it's... The hard get your beach body in 6 weeks with the hardest workout every day for 6 weeks in your entire life.
But at least you worked out for 2 days. That's a great outcome.
I did like I couldn't
compared to growing a gut.
I was like cultivating my gut.
I have two.
Okay.
So it was like the first time I got my period. Because like I was like 9 years old.
I thought you never got yours. I thought you still waiting.
I still have it. I'm still waiting. Can you share with me your experiences?
Yeah, I bled on a seat in a cafeteria.
Yeah, I was at Christian camp and they wouldn't let me do water activities.
They hung her on this cross and
they literally
made
locked
everyone watch.
Me in a cabin like Carrie. Yeah. It was bad.
The red tent.
Well, I'm not kidding. Continue.
I was like, it was like reading time, so the teacher was reading to us and all of a sudden like my pants felt wet. And I went to the bathroom.
Why?
Because
she was showing you Billie Eilish Vogue cover.
Because Mulan was showing.
Oh,
yeah.
Mushu is fine as hell.
Mushu is fine as hell. Mulan is hot.
You would play Mushu in the movie.
Thank you.
If I'm Mulan, you're
Eddie
Mushu.
Eddie Murphy is my hero.
The fucking guy in Mulan is hot as hell.
Oh,
when
what's
he
his
carries
name?
The water on the thing.
John?
Not John.
Not John. No. Not John.
Captain,
simply not John.
Captain something.
Okay.
Anyway.
So I like go to the bathroom and it's just like a lot of blood. And I just felt like I'm a woman now. I'm above all these little girls that don't have their periods.
No, right? Period was like if someone had a period, like they were cooler than
really?
Others.
Yeah.
I was depressed when I got mine. I was like, this marks the end of freedom of my childhood. Other people paying for stuff.
How old were you?
Things being fun.
Other people paying
enjoying
for stuff.
Christmas.
You already knew.
I knew what was coming. I'm like, I have to get a job in a year.
You were already working in finance.
I was already in finance. I literally bled on the seats of my finance job. I knew that all the holidays would no longer be as fun. Once I got my period, it was all over. And it's that was 15 years ago.
How old were you?
13.
Mm-hmm. You see, I got it like at 9. Like, no one's getting it at that time.
It's the water here.
So, yeah.
It's the water here.
Premature.
And possibly fast food.
And possibly the carnitas.
But my sister got hers early because of fast food.
It's the hormones.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the hormones
and
fast food.
I didn't eat a lot of fast food.
Oh. Yeah, but
a lot of Hispanics get
your
it early.
Culture. Yeah, it's in your culture. It's
Hispanics get it early. We also are fertile.
That's why, because we get it early. So like at 9, I'm like, I can have a baby. Like, that's what I thought. I'm have a baby.
Right.
Like,
the Virgin Mary.
Yeah, that's true. You also get your period and you're like, dude, I could have I could pop one out if I wanted to.
Yeah. And the second time was when I had to buy my first pregnancy test.
Oh, that's what I was going to say when I was... my first pregnancy test, but I did have to buy Plan B with my boyfriend once. And looking up the price of an abortion, you're like, well, you know, you rise and you fall as hard as you do the both.
And I was 19. I was 19 when I bought my first pregnancy test.
So you actually had sex with a man and he nut inside of you?
No, we actually used a condom. You're very honest today.
I know. It's the Pina Grigio.
It's the Aruba trip. It's made me say, I don't give a fuck.
It's the jet lag.
Yeah. It's in the same time zone as us. But okay, so you had sex with a guy. That's the stupid thing. When we're 19, you have sex with a condom. He pulls out and you're still like, we should get a test.
Well, I was like,
exactly. Yeah. You're like the hot tub. Something could have like glee.
Literally was like, I haven't gotten my period. I'm like 2 days late. And I'm like, but I'm, you know, I could be pregnant. I already feel it. You know, you're like, I have cravings. You're like, shut up.
I thought I was pregnant when I was like 15. And I was like, I'll just stop eating. And then I just ate like only fruit roll-ups for like 2 weeks. And then I got my period.
That actually causes an
like,
abortion, fruit roll-ups.
Literally. Oh, the fruit roll-ups. Like, yeah, because they tie them to the baby. They hang it. But when I was like 10. When I was 10, I was like, I thought I was pregnant. And... I was like, oh my God. That it turns out I just also got a pouch. But then I was like, I'll wear big t-shirts. I'll hide it. And then I'll go have it and hide it in an alley.
I mean, honestly.
Had not even had a period yet, but yeah. I was like, I was planning my PR strategy for if PR, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah, something about being face. Almost 30, it's like, I really could have knocked that out when I was 19.
Literally. Dude, yeah. If I had a baby at 17, my life would be totally stable by now. I would have a
I'd be ready
four bedroom home with white carpeting.
Move it up to New York. I'm ready to provide for it now.
Yeah.
You know, it would have kept me out of the comedy scene, which would have been a godsend.
That would have been a godsend.
Move it up. It's time you send
you know
him.
It has to live with the grandma.
Yes. Yes.
The grandma.
That's how it's done. We're not
my
animals.
My mom would have taken care of it. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom would have taken care of it.
The grandma.
Meemaw.
Meemaw.
Yes.
Marmy.
So Billie's on the cover of Vogue. I think she looks good. You do you. I don't give a hug.
She looks great. Yeah. She looks great.
Amazing.
As long as she's happy and this is not like a PR stunt that someone has done for her.
I know. I'm always like great. Sus because it's like some music industry guy is probably like, Billie, you're but a we woman also, though. We Let's have show to, them.
Not to compare her, but you know, my idol is Gaga. And well, you know, Gaga does the same thing. Like she looks crazy. She looked crazy the first half of her career. Yeah. And then now she's giving us like a classy silhouette. So maybe Billie's in that direction.
But Lady Gaga started off showing everything. That's a thing. Billie Eilish is such a switch because she went from being like, I don't want people to see my body. Yeah.
That's true.
Because she was like, I don't want people to see my body and judge me. But like Lady Gaga has always been like, I'll show my pussy.
I will literally put my pussy on your sideburn. Yes.
I will say in this, I'm just theorizing, potentially Billie went to Aruba because I will say post Aruba, I'm like, put me on Vogue.
Put me on Vogue
in the pinup outfit.
To Aruba.
Because once you go to Aruba and you see some ugly ass fucking fat people, you're like, I love my body and I want to be seen by the world with these big ass titties.
And I'm ready.
Yeah.
Hear me roar.
Okay, we got one more topic and then we'll wrap it up for today. Houseplants are ruining the environment.
Wow.
I'm happy to hear it because sometimes I go and I'm like, wow, what an amazing place. They have the vines hanging down, the cactus.
As someone who worked at a place that had really nice looking houseplants, plants need like irrigation, water, and like a greenhouse. Like they can't just live in our like shitty Brooklyn apartments. Right. Do you know what I mean? I worked
our
at a
one
place,
window apartment. One
I worked
window.
At a place and we would just throw, you get the plants from IKEA and then you just throw them out once a year because they cannot live in the, and I've always had plants and I've taken care of my plants for a long time. And actually in the pandemic, I just let them die. I was like, if I'm going to be depressed, you guys are going to be depressed too. It's not.
Dude, I turned into
you're not making me happy.
100%. I turned into a neglectful mom during this pandemic. And every day I would look at the plants and they'd be like, please.
I literally have plants just withering away. And I just look at them while I'm on the toilet like, little bitch. It's like,
you're a pussy. You should have been able to survive. Sorry you didn't store some more nutrients, bitch.
Sorry, you should have saved up for winter.
It's
like
a pandemic.
My cactus, who I actually do take care of the cactus. Now that wins. And then that's a love.
But cactus is less demanding. You see it getting a little dry. You're like, okay, I'll top you off.
My cactus is like Audrey too. It's like growing and I have to like shear it and like take care. It's
Kate,
crazy.
Kate got some plants and I don't take care of plants. And she went away for like a gig. She was like, did you water the plants? I was like, I forgot we had plants.
Oh my gosh.
They didn't talk to me. How would I know?
They didn't ask me for water. Like, you know, a dog would come up to me and be like, hello, bitch. The mold's empty.
Right. It was only right of them to ask.
Yes.
It's one thing to have like a couple plants, but some people's places are like loaded up with plants. I'm like, okay, so that's your identity?
When people's places are loaded up with plants, I'm like, I know exactly who you are.
Exactly.
And you're not better than me.
Like, I know you are boring as fuck. And you say things like, I should be home. I'm getting sleepy and I have to do my mindfulness tonight.
And they fucking woke up at 8 a.m. to go to Home Depot.
It's those people.
Yeah.
And home-oriented people.
Home. And they painted their one wall and did wallpaper on one wall.
They got an accent wall. Yeah.
Are you guys making fun of my studio? But they have that.
Wait.
I would like to let everyone know this plant's fake. That wallpaper is on one wall for studio purposes.
And they wear like tie-dye shirts.
And they're ugly.
From Buffalo.
They go to Aruba.
They go to Aruba scam.
Or the people who have like the wall paint that's like what? Triangle, trapezoid.
Yes. Very like industrial.
Yeah. I see that shit on TikTok all the time. And they're like sipping. They pour the foam into the coffee. And they're like, 10 reasons why I love my little nook home. Fuck off, bitch.
Fuck off.
I hope the pandemic ending hurts you. and who you are.
I do too.
Anyway, I think we have to wrap up. On that note, I hate people with plants.
Hate them. They're annoying.
Me too.
They're annoying.
Get over yourself.
Get over yourself. Anyway, where can we find you guys? And thank you for doing the pod.
You can find me at Stuart and Chill on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok.
Oh! What I hear.
You can find me, the Ashlyn Salzano, at Ashlyn Salzano on Instagram.
And per usual, if you guys are listening, consider joining the Patreon, patreon.com/Maddie Smith. Video is fire. You can see my dead houseplant. You can see Stuart's shoulder pads. Thank you guys for listening. Either way, we're so happy to hear you are enjoying the podcast, and it's growing every week. And additionally, sorry for the abrupt ending, but Stuart has a show. So that's why everyone's looking at the clock. But in our defense, she came late. So. Yeah.
In our defense, she came in late and crazy.
We're just kidding. But anyway, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.